features. It's incredibly hard to get content consumers to care about the new features or ideas that your video is designed to promote. On today's episode of Video Production Daily, we're going to discuss what to do about it. Now, are we talking solely about features? No, we're talking about ideas, new ideas that we're supposed to plant in people's heads. So if you're not selling products, use this as an analogy and stick around and learn something. Welcome to Video Production Daily. Clients, customers, stakeholders, they all come with a variety of understanding and expectations whenever they're working with a video production team or agency. And you know that you have a hard uphill battle when they come to you with a list of features that they need the audience to understand in a video that you're creating. I use the term features because most of the work that I do is in tech, but I see the same symptoms in content marketing and education everywhere. So bringing a list of specs or features feels like a really natural thing for the business to do. The specs are so critical when collecting feedback from customers, when they're developing a product, when they're in QA of a product. But when the product is finished, it's really time for the spec sheet to lose its relevance. You are now taking a message to the market, and it can't be about the spec sheet. So what's the big deal? Why abandon the spec sheet? Well, if you're using a video to detail specs or features or learning objectives, you're not capitalizing on the strengths of video. A video is an excellent tool for human connection and storytelling. Detailing features is neither one of those two things. But leading with features is a symptom of another problem. The issue with detailing specs is that you have to approach your audience with a story about the work that you have done and not the problems that you solve for them. It's very simply a problem of the lens. If you put on a feature lens, you're really representing the work that the organization has done outward. And you always need to think about why consumers are coming to your content. And they're coming with their consumer lens on, and they want to know what the product can do for them. And yes, you might think, well, these features were designed to do something for them, but are we framing it in a way that we're integrating ourselves into the lives of the customers rather than trying to help them understand our product and its features? Video storytellers really need to understand the product that they're seeking to sell and then place it in a hyper-relevant context for the audience. There are some customers that are just going to be inherently interested in the work done by companies as they seek to impact the market. But most consumers are interested in what a product, a service, a piece of information can do to improve their lives. If you map a product or a feature to the way a person feels about themselves, the productivity they get out of their business, or a decision they need to make in their diet, this is how you're going to influence their behavior. I've probably used way too many words to illustrate the simple point that a radical empathy for your audience creates better videos. To create an excellent video for your client, make sure that it is not all about your client. Don't waste their production budget. Be their mentor. Help them impact their audience. Help them get it done right. Thanks so much for joining. This has been another quick tip in Video Production Daily. Feel free to leave a voicemail at anchor.fm/video production. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next one.